Genesis chapter 34. Now Dinah, Leah's daughter, whom she had born to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hivite, a prince of the land, saw her, and he took her, and lay with her, and violated her. And his desire was fixed on Dinah, Jacob's daughter, and he was in love with the girl, and he spoke kindly to the girl. And Shechem spoke to Hamor his father, and said, "Get me this girl for a wife." And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah his daughter while his sons were with his cattle in the field. And Jacob kept silence until they came in. Then Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to speak with him. Then Jacob's sons came back from the field when they heard about it. And the men were aggrieved. And they became very much incensed that he had done a dishonourable thing in Israel by lying with Jacob's daughter, for such a thing is not done. And Hamor spoke with them and said, "About Shechem my son, his whole being craves for your daughter. Be so good as to give her to him as a wife. And let us exchange in marriage. Give us your daughters and take our daughters for yourselves, and dwell with us. And the land will be before you. Live in it, and trade in it, and have your interest in it." Then Shechem said to Dinah's father and her brothers, "If I find grace in your eyes, then I will give you whatever you say to me. Specify a large dowry and gift for me to give, and I will give it according to what you say to me. But give me the girl as a wife." Then Jacob's sons answered Shechem and Hamor his father deceitfully, and they spoke so because he had defiled Dinah their sister. And they said to them, "We cannot do this thing, giving our sister to a man who is not circumcised, for it is a contemptible thing to us. But we can agree on this with you. If you become like us, in every male among you being circumcised, then we will give you our daughters, and we will take your daughters for ourselves, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. But if you do not comply with us in being circumcised, then we will take our daughter and go our way." And their words were pleasing in Hamor's sight, and the sight of Shechem, the son of Hamor. And the lad did not delay in doing the thing, because he took delight in Jacob's daughter. Now he was held in more honour than all the household of his father. Then Hamor and Shechem his son came to the gate of their city, and they spoke to the men of their city, and said, "These men are peaceable towards us, and they will dwell in the land and trade in it. And as for the land, behold, it is very wide before them. We will take their daughters to ourselves as wives, and we will give our daughters to them. But the men have agreed this with us, to dwell with us, to become one people, if we have ourselves circumcised, every male, as they are circumcised. Their cattle and their possessions and all their livestock, are they not then ours? Just let us agree with them, and they will dwell with us." And all those who went out to the gate of his city heeded Hamor and Shechem his son. And all the males were circumcised, every one who went out to the gate of his city. And it came to pass on the third day, while they were sore, that two of Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, each took his sword and went to the city confidently, and they killed every male. And they killed Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and they took Dinah out of Shechem's house and left. The sons of Jacob went to the slain men and stripped the city, because they had defiled their sister. And they took their sheep and their oxen and their donkeys, and whatever was in the city, and they took whatever was in the field. And they captured and stripped all their wealth, and all their little ones and their women, and everything that was in the house. But Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have caused me trouble by making me odious to the inhabitants of the land, to the Canaanite and the Perizzite, whereas I am few in number, and they could gather together against me and attack me, and I and my household would be destroyed." But they said, "Should he treat our sister like a prostitute?"